Who called check to you? Oh. Very nice. Beautiful. Did you sign the check?
Right. You didn't do the last rush on the previous sugya.
What?
You didn't do the last rush on the previous sugya.
Which rush didn't I do?
It was a little one, but I'm trying to find it.
It grows through the mayim shapnei chutzais, through the water that's on the streets or marketplaces, whatever it is, the fields.
The rush is very nice this time. It prints better.
Thank you. Write him a compliment. Thank you. What do you want from me? I just take the same Gemara you got. Weiter. I don't have the same Gemara, but I have a similar Gemara. Zakta Gemara Weiter. I relate to Parim, Remei Raymond Nazir. It's incumbent on me birds. Frank the Gemara, my time into Remeir. What is Remeir's reason? Why is birds mean Nazir? Amphit the Gemara. Now, I'm going to read what I'm going to do now. I usually don't like to do this. Is read Gemara, more Gemara, and then go back to the Rush. Because the Rush, in the first Rush, when he explains Rish Lakish, wants you to know Rabbi Yochanan already. So he wants you to know more Gemara before you can understand his first explanation. So therefore, I'm going to do something I don't like to do, which is learn like 10 lines of Gemara before we see Rush. Amar Rish Lakish. Suparin smuchen l'sar kibalolov. In the pasuk, as we're going to see in a second, the Torah puts the Navi, whoever it is, Daniel, who is Ches, Daniel, puts the word suparin next to the hair. So when the guy says, harei suparin, he means suparin to do with hair, because that's where the pasuk writes suparin next to hair. Harei alai amar shlakis, suparin smuchen l'sar kibalolov, l'chsev, like it says in Daniel. Adisare Kinoishan Rabba, his hair grows as long as. Should I have some help?
His hair was grown like the feathers of eagles.
Like the feathers of eagles, with the fry in his nails. Is it nails?
Yeah.
Tziparin, like birds. And it says there, Tziparin, and it says Sar. The hair is like eagle feathers. And his nails are like birds. It says Siparin, a few words away from Sar. So therefore, when the guy says Siparin, I'm just reading the Gemara. He means the Siparin that are next to Sar, which means Nazir, because a Nazir tummy brings birds. So Mamela, he said he's referring to a pasuk that has the word birds next to hair. So he must mean something with hair and something with birds. That's Nazir. Frek the Gemara, that's where a mayor Sabar. Matmis inish b'midi de samachlai. That people mean things that are next to it in the pasuk. Right? That's what Remeir holds. Rabbanan Savri, the Rush is going to do a much better job explaining than I am now. Rabbanan Savri, loy matmis inish b'midi de samachlai. No. The word itself tells us nothing. Therefore, the fact that the pasuk puts it next to the word hair is not an indication that that's what the guy means. That's not how people think or talk. That's Rish Lakish's job. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ku Amar Loi Matzis. Rabbi Yochanan says nobody holds that when you say the word hair on birds, since it's next to hair in a pasuk, you mean that. Nobody holds that. El Hainu Taimid Rameir, the Chayshinon Shemet Tzipari Nazir Tamik Kibalolov. Now, the word Chayshinon is problematic here, because if it means we think possible, then it becomes a suffix, and we just said suffix Naziris Lahakal. So the Rush is going to address that issue. And he's going to answer it, and I'm going to give his final answer, which is Chayshinan doesn't mean we think he might. The Gemara sometimes uses Chayshinan and say that's what he meant. Chayshinan, sometimes the Gemara uses the word possible, and the Gemara doesn't mean possible, the Gemara means probable.
So it could be
80-20, does that work? Yes, or 60-40 according to Mamaliyama, right. In fact, the Gemara midi Chayshinan kama. Right. Dilmut Tzipari Nidar Kibar. You are using the word chayshinan, which means you're not 100% sure. Which means there's room for another one. There are other birds that are kavanas, so what makes you think that he means this more than the other? The guy, people donate birds as nadab as Isla Saif. Imkain, Hari Eloi Kan Mi Boy Eloi. He should have said, It's incumbent on me to be a nest. That's how people refer to when they wanted to bring an Eilat Zayif. They used to use the word kan, which means nest, but that's how they referred to their Nedava. Again, I don't know. You will have to ask those people that donated Eilat Zayif. I wasn't there, nor did I ever meet any of them, at least not in this Gilgal. So therefore, I can't answer your question. You don't have to bring two. Frak the Gemara v'domar lay tzipayra mitzayra kamar. Maybe he means he's going to bring the birds from mitzayra. Mitzayra, in his beginning of the Tara process, had to bring shnei tziparim chayos tahiris. So maybe that's what he meant. How do you know nazir? Again, suck the Gemara, gagan shahaya nazir ayver lefanov. The nazir was passing in front of him. So therefore, when he says tziparim, and a nazir is passing in front of him, he means something to do with the nazir. The nazir is right there. That's what makes it work. Come hold us not enough an indicator. Let's see, now we can see the rush. Who's going to address Shat first in Rish Lakish, then in Rabbi Yechonah. Zog to Rush, Amr Rish Lakish. Tziparin, I don't know where it is in your print. By me, it's pretty far up. And in the regular Gemara, it's pretty far down, I think. I'm not sure. I don't, really don't know. I don't have a regular Gemara here. Okay. Amar Rish Lakish. Tziparin smuchim l'sar kibul olav. Vimtayim afrek drash tadarash. Samay nakit tziparim. Lema nish, what was the word? Lema, let us say, I have to find the word. Nishrin. Nishrin is also, it's closer to Sar. So the guy says, I write Nishrin, he means Nazir, because Nishrin is written in the Pasuk next to Sar. In fact, Nishrin is closer to Sar than Tziparin is. If you take a look, if you have the Pasuk on the side, it says, Adisari Kinishrin, we have it in the Gemara, Riva, Bitsifraya Katafrin, Kitsiparin. Tziparin is like 1, 2, 3 away from Sar, and Nishrin is right next to it. So if you're talking about words that are next to Sar, you should have said Arei Nishrin. Why is Tziparim mean Nazir? Because it's three words away from Sar, Nishrin is even closer. Again, that's good. According to Rish Lakish, he didn't say a word that Tziparim has anything to do with Nazir. He said the only reason it means Nazir is because it's three words away from Sar. That's all he said. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk that Tziparin is next to Sar is the Pasuk Adisare Kinishrin, Uruva, it grows like the hair of an eagle, but Tifraya Kitziparin. So since Tziparin is three words away from Sar, therefore, Tziparin means something to do with hair. So if that's the case, Nishrin is one word away from Sar. That's the Rosh's question. Also, v'tifrayi. The word tifrayi is closer than tziparin. I mean, if you're going to start talking closeness to sar, there are two words there that mean more that are closer. So why did you pick the word that's three away? Lema nishri v'tifrayi, the smichi l'sar, trein v'tziparin. That's question number one that the Rush has, understanding the words of Rish Lakish. Tziparin is close to Sar. Well, so is Nishrin, and so is Tifrayi, and they're closer. Number one, Ba'i Kashali, Linkit Kamatevis Aksub Mimikre to Sar. There are many words in the Torah that are next to the word Sar. Gadol Paras Sar Raishai. So a guy should say, there's words next to it. Gadol, there's a lot of words. Why did we pick Tziparin of all the words? Pirishri, Zokhtari.
He said Tziparin, didn't he say
Tziparin? Yes. Again, okay. The Mishnah's case is the guy said Arin Tziparin. Why does it work, Dr. Shlokish? Because in the Pasuk in Daniel, Tziparin is three words away from Sar. Nishrin is one word away from Sar. And Tifray is two words away from Sar. So why didn't he say those cases, that they mean Naziris? Because they're near Sar.
He said
Harit
Nishrin?
Yeah. Why did the Mishnah pick Tziparin? Why did the mayor give the case of Tziparin? Again, what was Rish Lakish's reason that it works when a guy says Tziparin? I'm asking Dr. Harris. Why did Rish Lakish say that according to a mayor, if a guy says Sipurin, he becomes a Nazir? What?
Sipurin is next to
air. We mean next to air. But there are words that are closer than Sipurin.
Yes, Akash and Amaisa. It's what he said.
Why did the mayor say this? He could have said other words. Why did he pick the word Sipurin?
That's not the person who said it.
The mayor, the Mishnah. I'm not asking on Daniel. I'm asking on the mayor. He wants to give me a case, you become a Nazir. He picks the case of Sipurin. And it works because in the Daniel, it's next to Sar. That means any time you go up to the Torah and you see Sar, and next to it is a word, so that'll mean Naziris? The Pasuk in Daniel is not talking about a Nazir.
Here.
Again, if we can give the Rosh a chance, he also knows the question and he's going to give an answer. I don't like to figure out what he's going to say. I want to hear what he has to say. Upirishri. The Rish Lakish is right, Nami Taima to Rabbi Yechonon. Rish Lakish agrees to Rabbi Yechonon. The Chashinan, Damar Chashinan Shabbat Tziparin Nazir Tamil Kibbalov. Tziparin have to do with Nazir because it's one of the things that a Nazir might have to bring if he's Tamei. I mean, this guy is becoming a Nazir, so he's not Tamei. But he might become Tamei and have to bring birds. So Tziparim have a connection to Naziris. More than eagles do, and more than nails do, right? So therefore, right away, Rish Lakish agrees to Rabbi Yochanan that the reason Tziparin has any shaychus to Naziris is not because it's close to the word hair. It's because Tziparin has a shaychus to Naziris. Some Nazirs, some Nazirim, have to bring Tziparin. Umukila, Kibbalov. Umukila gamhu k'shenazar ayver lefanov. And he also agrees to Rabbi Yochanan that the case is talking about that the Nazir is going in front of him. Set it up. Establishes. He agrees, like Rabbi Yochanan does, that it's only if the Nazir is passing by. Right? We had it. Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe he meant the part of Mitzayra. Maybe he meant the part, right? And Rabbi Yochanan answered because the Nazir is walking by. Rish Lakish agrees to that. But Ella, the son of Rish Lakish, E lav nami the ikilah meima tziparim smukin l'sar kibul lahavi yaday mechivus l'naziris. Rish Lakish holds that if not in the fact that the Torah puts them together, the fact that a nazir is walking by and he says tziparim would not suffice. That's not enough to be 80-20, and he wants 80-20. So he says the reason it works when a nazir walks in front, even though Rish Lakish never said it, but the Rosh is saying that's what Rish Lakish holds, is not because the Nazir by itself, the Nazir walking in front makes a difference. Because the word he uses is used next to Sar. That by itself is not a reason either, because there are other words that are used next to Sar. But it is used within the vicinity of Sar. And the Nazir is walking by. Therefore, together, they create an 80-20.
What's he going to do? The person says that. What's he
going to
do with the Tziporim?
Well, he's not going to do anything. He's accepting on himself the Naziris.
Perfect. See, both reasons? Because the Nazir is walking by, because the Nazir might become Tamei.
Because he might become Tamei, but he's accepting the Naziris.
Nazir being Tziporim.
He's accepting upon himself the Naziris, which might result in Tziporim.
So, what are the two reasons that it's close and
the Nazir is walking by? He's agreeing to Rabbi Yochanan that the case here is that the Nazir is walking by.
Not that it's more close than the other words?
It's not more close than the other words.
I mean, it's used in connection with Nazir.
And again, so is Mitzayra. It's used in connection with Mitzayra also. It's used in connection with a nedava also. So therefore, it's not enough. The Nazir is walking by. But Rish Lakish holds that's not enough. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan said that works by itself, Rish Lakish holds that does not work by itself.
What does he have to do? He has to...
He doesn't have to do any more, but the reason it's a Nayad Mechiach is twofold. Number one, because the Nazir is walking by, and because the Pasuk does put them in the general vicinity, therefore, we translate the word to mean Naziris. It's a combination of factors that turn this into an 80-20. That's what Rosh Lakish holds.
And Rabbi Yochanan holds 18 out of one.
And Rabbi Yochanan says only one of the two. Only the Nazir walking by. Doesn't say a word about being close.
Right.
It's immaterial to him. Doesn't play any significance.
So why did he say Tzipor then? Why did he say Tzipor?
Because the Nazir is walking by, and a Nazir might have to bring Tzipor, and so he uses that expression.
With Rish Lakish, he would have said eagles.
It would have meant nothing.
And the Nazir's walking by.
Nothing. Nothing.
No, but he meant
Rabbi. No, he did. I know exactly what he asked.
According to Rabbi Shalkish, but isn't the Pasuk talking, isn't the eagles,
yeah,
all the other two we're talking about is hair?
Yeah. No, it's saying his hair is like eagles, and his nails are like Tzipporin. That's what it's saying. It's not talking about a Nazir there. Zog to Rosh, Ella, the summer is Lakish.
How does it answer the question of good Tzipporin is true when a Nazir Tami has to bring it? That's nice. Or maybe it's the Dava.
So the Gemara answered it. It's in Sarah Likan. And maybe it's the Pyra. So the Gemara said Nazirai will have fun of. The Gemara answered those questions. Rosh Lakish agrees to every one of those answers. All he's saying is, I need more than that. That doesn't suffice for me. That doesn't suffice for me. It's not a Yad Mechiyach. Notice that the Rosh is saying Rosh Hashanah told you needed 80-20, not a 60-40.
And Yerushalayim?
We haven't. That's why we're learning Rosh. Dr. Rosh. He's the Shavu Rosh Lakish. Dr. Rush, I can prove it to you. The Kabayi, at the end of the Sugya, the Gemara asks my Benayu, what is the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish? Give me a case that according to one you would become a Nazir, and according to the other you wouldn't. And for the Gemara, that the difference is if he says the words, Tziparin Smuchin Lasar. If he says the words, I want to accept Tzipporin Smuchim Lasar. He spoke out the words, Smuchim Lasar. Rosh Lakish says that works, and Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't work. Why didn't the Gemara give a very simple difference? The Nazir is not walking by. According to Rosh Lakish, it works, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, it doesn't work. If my shot's not right, Dr. Rush, if Rosh Lakish doesn't need the Nazir walking in front, and Rabbi Yochanan does, there is your difference. Rosh Lakish holds, if you say Tzipporin, it works even when the Nazir is not walking by, and Rabbi Yochanan holds you need the Nazir to walk by. The answer is, Rosh Lakish also needs the Nazir to walk by. But if he says Tzipporin, Smuchim Lasar, then you don't need the Nazir to walk by, because he said, I want Tzipporin that have to do with hair. And Rabbi Yochanan would hold that's not enough. That would be the Nafkamina. But there's no nafkamina if he says the word Tzipporin itself. Rabbi Shlakish agrees by Tzipporin itself you need a Nazir walking by. Rabbi Shlakish saying Nazir walking by is not enough. You need the word Tzipporin. And if you say Tzipporin, Tzimuchim Lasar, then you don't need anything else. Those three words, Tzipporin next to Sar, means Nazir.
I'm surprised nobody asked the question, how about if you hold your hair?
I think the rest might talk about it.
What about a hay?
What?
Rosh Lakish would not hold a hay is
good enough. Doesn't say. Let's finish the rest. Al mafilu Rosh Lakish by Nazir Ivel Lefanov. Let's read that. Yeah, my lekamer ikabinayim shein Nazir Ivel Lefanov. If Tzipporin by itself works according to Rosh Lakish, why doesn't the Gemara say that's the difference in Rosh Lakish or Yechidon? Do you need a Nazir walking by or not? Al mafilu Rosh Lakish. Beina she Nazir Ivel Lefanov. V'gam midekamer. What's he saying? Midekamer. The kamban. I'm reading go on the side. I don't know where you have it. I have it in Ois Ayin. The amma tziporin asmukin lasar. The Rish Lakish, I feel it ain't Nazir Iver Lefanav. The Gemara will say, according to Rish Lakish, if you say the three words, Tzipor and Asmuk and Lesar, it works. Mashma Mishim Damer Behedjet, Tzipor and Asmuk and Lesar, Alai. Avul Amet Tzipor and Stam, by Rish Lakish ain't Nazir Iver Lefanav. Why didn't the Gemara say it in Avkaminis if he says the word Tzipor and Nazir is not walking by? The answer is because Tzipor doesn't work if you don't have a Nazir walking by. The only time, according to Rish Lakish, you don't need a Nazir walking by is if you say Tzipor and Hasmuch and Lassar. But if you don't say those three words, Tzipor by itself doesn't tell me anything. If the Nazir is walking by and you say Tzipor, then Rish Lakish knows it works. And Rabbi Yechonin says, he agrees, it also works. But he says it works because the Nazir is walking by, and Rish Lakish needs a combination. And the Nafkamina is, because according to Rish Lakish, saying Tziporin has some impact. Therefore, when you say Tziporin as Smuk and Lesar, you mean being a Nazir.
Three words,
right. Yes.
If a person just says, I realize Tziporin, there's no Nazir there.
It's meaningless.
It's meaningless.
It doesn't mean anything. I won't say it means nothing. We'll see what it means later, but it doesn't mean Nazir.
Why?
Because it doesn't mean Nazir. It might mean Tzipor and Mitzayra.
No, it can't mean Tzipor and Jadava because it's Sekhan.
It might mean Tzipor and Mitzayra.
What was the answer to that? Oh, is that what the answer
to
this is?
Was Nazir Ibn Levanov.
You say
Tzipor and
Mitzayra
might mean
it might mean that he's going to pay somebody that's a Mitzayra's birds.
No, you have to find someone who's...
That's it again. That'll talk to the newspaper. I don't know. That's not the point here.
We haven't done
it yet,
Charles. We've done that already?
Yeah, we did.
Is that the point about paying for his skills?
No, it said Tzipor and Mitzayra. He wants to know what that means. What are you supposed to do? Become a Mitzayra? So I said, no, it means he's going to pay somebody's Tzipor. When the Gemara asked, maybe he meant Tzipor and Mitzayra. What does that mean? What was he going to do?
We didn't have Tzipor
B'Tzora. Yes, we did. B'Tzora? Frank DeGemara.
B'Tzora?
B'Dil Mahara Lights in Pyram and Tzora Kamar.
That's today.
Yeah.
I'm talking about yesterday.
No, yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you meant today.
No.
It's not Lashem B'Adam. That's a problem. See, Rish Lakish didn't even say that. Rish Lakish said because it's next to Sar in the Pasuk.
We come off that.
We're not completely, because according to Rish Lakish, that's a major factor.
First of all, it's hard to believe this whole thing. Where's that pasuk of
Daniel? It's not my fault that I don't learn Daniel.
They had another time.
Definitely read it. See, they knew Daniel. I didn't. I don't know Daniel.
Who's Daniel?
What?
Most people you ask don't know who Daniel is.
Probably people heard the story of Daniel and the lion, you know what I mean?
Daniel
Lion's
Boone. Den. That's what it is.
Daniel Boone. Most kids today don't know who Daniel Boone is. They're busy knowing stupidities. They don't even know, not that Daniel Boone is not stupidity, but they don't know who Daniel Boone is. It's amazing that they know who George Washington is. Not that they have to know that either, but just that. There's no prime place. Kids have no music. I once asked the kids in my class in 8th grade, who came first, the Rashba or Ruki Vega? It was an even vote. How are they supposed to know? Nobody ever taught them that the Rashba is a reach in an Achra and how it works. It has to be taught to people. They pick it up by osmosis in yeshiva. Yeah, they're being taught. But till then, nobody ever told them. Which days came first, Hanukkah or Purim? Half the kids will say Purim came first. It comes first in the year. I'm sorry, they'll say Hanukkah comes first. It comes first in the Jewish calendar. Purim did come first, but they don't know that. How are they supposed to know that? Again, weiter. Dr. Rush. Abba Amar Tzipor and Stam, Boy Rish Lakish Ein Nazir Iver Lefanav. Dr. Rush, venerally. Now, the Rush is going to say a slightly different shot. The Re said that Rish Lakish agrees to Rabbi Yechonin, you need Nazir Iver Lefanav.
Oh, that was the Re.
three. He quoted three. And he said, the Rish Lakish holds, that's not enough. You also need the word Tziporin by itself. But together with the Nazar, I will have Tziporin means Tziporin Asmuchim Lazar. But if you would say Tziporin Asmuchim Lazar, then you don't need a Nazar, I will have because you expressed yourself, I mean Tziporin has to do with hair. Rabbi Eichon holds, that's not enough. You need a Nazar, I will have and the fact that it's close to hair, you said it, you didn't say it, is meaningless.
Also was the Ri in Rish Lakish.
This was the Ri shot in Rish Lakish. A Pirish Ri. Rabbeinu Yitzchak. He was one of the Bali Taitzis. He's one of the most quite, probably the most widely quoted Bali Taitzis. No, I think the Ri is quoted more often than Rabbeinu Tam. Right. Benirali. Zagdarash. The Ein Hachacha Mahacha, the Israel Rish Lakish time of Rabbi Yochanan. The Boy Nazar, the Epshad Rish Lakish Boy Nazar Adam Fanav, Mahade time of the Smuchim. Let's read the Haggah. I don't know if you have it. There's a Haggah here on the bottom. I don't know if you, the, all the Gemaras have it.
No,
I have it. Ice pay. I don't know where if Artsko has the same ISIS. I don't know if the Gemara for sure doesn't have the same ISIS. It's supposed to be a Gillian. Right. Can you read me what he says? The Cheshik Shlomo. Right. So he's saying that it could be, there's no raya, he's saying, that Rish Lakish has to agree to Rabbi Yochanan. Because it could be that he needs Nazar Ayver Lefanav together with Smuchim. It could be that Smuchim by itself also works. Let me explain. The Rush is not, seems to be bothered by the question of other words. The Rush is answering the question, why didn't the Gemara answer Nafkamina when the Nazar is not there? When the Nazar was not Ayver Lefanav. So the Rush seems to say that the Gemara is trying to accentuate that Rish Lakish holds one of two things can work. Either Nazar Ayver Lefanav or Tziporin. And Tziporin Hasmuchim Lazar. The whole thing. Rish Lakish meant the whole sentence. And either one of the two can work. Either the whole sentence or Nazar Ayver Lefanav. You don't have to say the Rish Lakish agrees to Rabbi Yochanan that you need Nazar Ayver Lefanav together with Tziporin. It could be Rish Lakish holds either or.
And his Tziporin means
Tziporin. And when he says Tziporin, he means that you said all three words. So Dr. Raj, the Ri is answering that he only said Tziporin and you need Nazar Ayver Lefanav plus Tziporin. Nazar Ayver Lefanav wouldn't work by itself and Tziporin wouldn't work by itself. Dr. Rush, I don't think that Rish Lakish has to agree to Rabbi Eichanan, has to disagree with Rabbi Eichanan. It could be Nazar Ayver Lefanav works by itself. But Tziporin Hasmuchim Lazar works by itself. So Rish Lakish is offering you two ways. Either my way that the guy said Tziporin Hasmuchim Lazar, that's enough. Or Nazar Ayver Lefanav works without saying the word Hasmuchim Lazar.
That's Rish Lakish.
That's how the Rush is disagreeing with the Ri. The Ri seems to say, Rish Lakish is saying Nazar Ayver Lefanav by itself doesn't work. It could be it does work by itself. All Rish Lakish is doing is adding a second way. If you say Tziporin Hasmuchim Lazar, it works by itself.
Isn't there a stronger Nafkamina? If you say that one's with the Ayver Lefanav without, because they're saying the same word.
Tziporin's right.
No, but there's, again, according to the Rush, he's saying Tziporin Hasmuchim Lazar. Tziporin by itself is problematic.
And that's what he introduced. That's what he means.
That's what he's saying.
Okay. In other words,
that's already a nafkamina.
That's the nafkamina, but he's agreed to Rabbi Yochanan. There's another kash here. Why did the Gemara answer that Rish Lakish does right with the fun of makes no difference? Because it does make a difference. By itself, it works. If you have not driving the bottom, you don't need Svarin Asuch and Lassar.
But if he says that often, if that's what he intends, it's not called a Nafgamina. It's not a Nafgamina. What do we take out of this? That's the Pshat. That's what he said.
I think I learned, maybe I learned wrong chat in the Rush. Maybe the Rush is saying the word Tzipporin by itself works, but then he hasn't answered the question, so I destroy you with Tifrin. That's why I understood him to say that Rish Lakish means you said all three words. And he agrees to Rabbi Yochanan, but he holds there's two ways to become a Nazir by Tzipporin, either by saying Tzipporin Masuk and Lazar, or by Nazir Ivan Lefanov. And Rish Yochanan says Tzipporin Masuk and Lazar is meaningless, Smukin is a meaningless thing.
By itself.
By itself.
Even if he says
Even if he says Tzipporin Masuk and Lazar.
Is that the same,
the
three words, is that the same as it being close to Lazar?
But that's what it's saying, the Tzipporin that are close to Lazar.
To clarify, he does not hold
the Yedai Matichas. Well, that is Yedai Matichas. You know, I mean, it's hard for me to answer that question. I don't know. Yes?
Yeah, I thought he said the words Haray Alay Tziporin.
Or maybe he said Haray Alay Tziporin Tzvuk
HaLasar. When he says Haray Alay Tziporin, he meant that Tziporin.
That's what we said till now. You're right.
Did he ever say Beferush these words before I spoke to Masar? That's what he said.
This Gemara, there's a Perush under Rash. So let me see how he translates it. It's called Biurei HaRash. He takes every piece of Rash and he translates it. Makes no difference.
Yeah.
He doesn't explain it. Maybe the Rosh is saying that Smuchim works by itself, without just saying Tziporin. But then the Gemara could have said the Nafkamina if he says Tziporin. The Gemara says the Nafkamina if he says Tziporin, and there's no Nazir walking by. The answer is, he said, the way I understand the Rosh is saying Rav Shlakish never meant Tziporin by itself. He was saying, I agree with Rabbi Yochanan that Tziporin by itself with Nazir Ivan Lefanov works, and I hold that Tziporin Asmuk and Loiz also works. That's how I understand the Rosh, according to the Chesed Kalei Mitzagah.
Haray Alay Tziporin is Lav Dafka?
According to the Rosh, Rish Lakish is saying Lav Dafka, the way I am understanding.
And what are the other opportunities? What else could he have said?
Options?
Haray
Alay Tziporin.
That's what he said.
No, it's saying he said Haray Alay, according to the second chat in the Raj. I think the Raj is learning that he's saying Tziporin Asmuch and Lusar.
But before we got to the Raj, Pashpat Gemara.
He said the word Tziporin only.
Haray Alay Tziporin, you mean?
Correct.
And he had it back in his mind.
Means nothing what he had.
No, he had back in the mind that Tziporin Asmuch and Lusar. That's it. That's important to
right,
know.
Right, that's, yeah, exactly.
I'm
glad you were clarified. Yes.
A regular person off the street said, Haray Alay Tziporin. He can't mean that.
Why not?
He doesn't know who Daniel is. He doesn't know who Moshe Rabbeinu is. You mean to tell me the guys are actually thinking about that?
That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
You know, the problem here is that I don't know Daniel. I don't know Daniel. I can't give you Moshe for not knowing Daniel. They knew Tanakh, by the way.
How many people in Cleveland know that Tziporin Smuk and Lazar?
I would say about 10, probably. That would be my guess. Rabbi Schutz, Rabbi Gerson. I don't know, I probably could think of another 5 or 6, 8. I don't know.
Hanina.
Can I give you a maybe? I don't know. Does he know Daniel? I have no idea.
Hanina.
Yeah, he knows this Gemara. I also know this Gemara. I mean, you now also know this. By the way, tomorrow you'll be one of the 100 people in Cleveland that knows about Tziporin and Asmuch and Lazar.
Kaplan.
Kaplan, for sure knows. Kaplan for sure knows. But, Sagt die Gemara weiter. Die Rasch weiter. Chashin und Samet Zippar Nazir Tami Aloi. Bochi Kama. And this is what he means to say. Hare Aloi Dover Shiyoko Lover Lidei Zippar by the Naziris. I'm accepting something that could end up with Zipporim. The Hainu, the Nazir Shinitma maybe also Mishnei Zipporim. Michdi. Chashin und Kama. Dilman the Dover Kama Aloi. Shinadar Levi based Tyron Lenadavim. He said it, but Lashon Rabbim. So maybe he wanted to give two birds for Nadava. L'chayra Mashma. Tari, what does he say? The Rush. Might be on that. I have no idea what these prints have.
What happened
at
the site? Give him on the
page. Start again. Chashinan, the Gemara answered in Rabbi Yechanan, right? Chashinan. Right, Rabbi Yechanan said he meant Shaisinon Shemit Zipporim Nazir Tamei Kibul Olav. Right, Zog the Rush. How does the Zeros? He's asking Rabbi's question. He's talking about birds. How does that make him a Nazir? He's not a Nazir Tamei. Zog the Rush. What does that mean? The Achikam. I like Dover. I'm accepting something. She Yochel Lover Ludei Zipporim. That can end up by Zipporim. Lahainu Naziris, the Nazir Shinitma, maybe also mistake Zipporim. He means Naziris that might end up in Zipporim. Not now.
He may never be.
The Gemara continues.
It's a very good thing we're saying now. You know why? Because when we brought down a Lazar and Kavro yesterday,
yeah,
he was talking about, when he said the Shtikl Torah about it's an Avera. He was talking about the tummy.
Exactly, therefore.
Meaning, that's the last thing I would have thought he was thinking about.
Okay, that's what makes you think, it makes you happy, I'm fine. Frank to Gemara. Migdi, Chayshinan, I'm going back to the Gemara. Fourth line of the Emet Beis. Chayshinan Kamar. Dilma Tzipari Nidava Kibbalolov. Maybe he meant to donate a Nidava. Zuck the Rush. Chayshinan, Migdi, Chayshinan Kamar. I don't know where you have it, on the Amid Aleph, on the Amid Beis, but the Rash explains this Gemara. Dilma Nadava Kiblova. Shinazir Laha Shinadar Lahabi Beis Tarin Lanadava. L'chayra Mashma, Dr. Rash, it seems to indicate the Maksha, that's how he adds, I have a Hagah here, Gilyain, does anybody have a Gilyain? The bottom, the Cheshik Shlaima? The Maksha, the Dilma Tziporim Kibul Alei V'loi Nazir. The Gemara seems to ask, maybe he meant Nadav and he didn't mean Nazir. The problem is, because even the Chashinan Kamar, Chashinan means we don't know. He might have meant A, he might have meant B. So don't say he meant this and not this. We don't know what he meant. So why did he chayiv in both? The chayiv not even Nazir. The Gemara should have said, he should be chayiv in Naziris because he might have meant Naziris. And he should be chayiv in the Durim because he might have meant the Durim. The Gemara never said he meant the Naziris, and then the Gemara said, no, he meant the Durim. The Gemara keeps on using the word perhaps, chashinan. So if it's perhaps, we should be chayiv both at this point in the Gemara. Yeah. Miyu ikka lemeimar. Kivin da'davir shokul lemechayiv benazir, the suffix nazir lehokul. Could be, all we have to do is create doubt. Because by Nazir, if there's doubt, he doesn't become a Nazir. V'kiu kasha. The mashma leile kasha, elabishum dechashinan kamar. Gemara's question seems to be, maybe he meant Nadava. Avali avivadai nichale. But if he for sure meant Nadava, we would be happy. Adar avikotskin dekasha tvei. V'amai avivadai dumat. I mean, if it would have been vadai naziris, we would have had no question. Adarabba. How do you know it's Vaday Naziris? Maybe it's Nadava. The Gemara seems to be reacting to the word Chashinan. What's bothering the Rush? Is when Gemara used the word Chashinan Dilma Nazir Tzara Kabele. What does Chashinan mean? We think
question.
He might have meant it. And what if we're sure he meant it? Then I would add a kasha. How do you know for sure he meant it? He might have meant Nadava. The question would have been stronger. Not stronger because we said Chashinan. The Gemara answered he meant Tzipori Nazir Tamei. Let's say the Gemara meant he for sure meant Tzipori Nazir Tamei. Right? So if he for sure meant Tzipori Nazir Tamei, I have a question. Maybe he meant Tzipori Nazir Nadava. The question is there whether you use the word chasinon or not. So why did the Gemara put in the word chasinon? It seems that the Gemara is basing it on the fact that we weren't sure. Chasinon shem etzipar nazar tam ekibel olav.
Question.
Yeah, I have to finish this rush before I go anywhere.
Okay.
So the rush is bothered. The chasinon didn't make this question. If you were sure he meant nazir tameh, I still have the question. How do you know? Maybe he meant nadaba. What does the Gemara say the word chasinon? What does that add to the mix?
Being intellectually
honest. Mi ukash, the masmid loy kashalei, elbishim de chasinon kama. Avli avivadei nichalei, v'amai adarabba, kochken de kashatvei. It's more, v'amai avivadei doma nadaba kama. Hilkach, nira lefarish, Dilma Tzipar and Nadava Kamar, the rest are going to have two terutzim here. First terut is, when the Gemara said maybe he meant it, V'yafi misafik zeh v'zeh, Tiva d'chashin and Kamar. The Gemara's question is, he should do both. When the Gemara said maybe he meant Nazir, and maybe he meant Nadava, the Gemara is saying, therefore he should do both. That was the question. Do Nazir because he might have meant Nazir, and do Nadava because he might have meant Nadava. That's what the Gemara meant, and that was the chashinon. You think maybe he meant this? Maybe he meant this. But if the Gemara would have said he definitely meant nazir, then we wouldn't have asked he should do both. We would have said, how do you know it means definitely? Maybe it means definitely this. So it wouldn't have been do both. It would have been do one. The reason the Gemara is saying the word chashinon, because the Gemara's kasha is do both. The only reason you would do both is because you don't know for sure which one it means. That's why the Gemara used the word chashina. We think he might mean this, and we think he might mean that. The Rush started off saying, like Nazir, you have to be sure. If you're not sure, you go Lakula. The Rush is backtracking on that. He says from the words that the Gemara seems to say, chashinon, that means the Gemara seems to be, why does the Gemara just answer? He meant Nazir. And the Gemara should ask, no, he didn't mean Nazir. No, he didn't mean Nazir. So the Gemara says, because the Gemara is trying to say that we're aiming that he should be able to do both. So first the Gemara said he perhaps meant Nazir Tameh. The Gemara says, well, perhaps he meant Nadava, so he should have to do both. That's why the Gemara used the word perhaps, so he could ask he should do both. That's why the Gemara didn't say he for sure meant this and for sure meant this. The Gemara was trying to say, do both. That's what the Rush is answering. That's why the Gemara used the word of doubt, because the Gemara is trying to bring across a point. Why doesn't he have to do both?
How can you change?
One second.
Question.
Not yet. We didn't finish the Rush.
Okay.
Venerally, so the Rush says, and this is what I spoke out in the Gemara. And this is the Rush's final thing. Chashinon doesn't mean perhaps. The Epshel HaShayshin Nazir Misafik. As I started off, there's no Nazir Misafik. There's no Havamin, you should be both. You can't be a Nazir when there's a Safik. Ulo Havi Kamen Aysav, and then to bring Kabanas. Lazara. Zagdur Rash, Umetzinon Ki Yaitzibazah. Chashinon Lohako. The Gemara will use the word Chashinon when it means definite. The word Chashinon, most of the time, means perhaps. But sometimes the Gemara says, be meikul because chashinon. And the question is, because you're not sure you're meikul? Sometimes the Gemara will use the word chashinon to mean that's what it means. It's not the common use of the word, but it's an accepted use of the word. Now, in my rush, they bring three proofs. In the other rushes, I don't think they bring the three proofs. He brings a raya. B'Shabbos, chashinon shemechot l'chay melonu. We say, you're allowed to use something that was brought on Shabbos because perhaps it was in the Tchum. Perhaps it wasn't in the Tchum. How can you be Meikul because perhaps it was in the Tchum?
The word Shema?
We're saying Chashina doesn't mean Shema.
But it says together. Rabbi just said it together. Chashina Shema.
That's what you would translate normally. By the fact that we're being Meikul is a riot that Chashina doesn't mean perhaps. It means we assume. But Gemara B'Chagiga. A baby that's born from a woman that's not married. So the Gemara, You can, not a, don't have to worry about the kid. She got pregnant in a bathtub. What do you mean? Maybe she didn't. Chayshina means we assume. Chayshina shema b'mimilin kasvot. The guy hands his wife a get, and it's blank. We're matter her, because he perhaps wrote it in invisible ink. He wrote it, and then it became invisible. What do you mean? You matter an HSS? Because maybe? We assume. And you're saying, assume that way. Assume he met Nazir. And the kasha is, the dom and the tabi came away. Well, the tabi said, Nazir kabadai. I would like the Indian is zeros, the subject is zeros. There's no possibles. The word kashina doesn't mean possible here. And that's how I spoke it out in the Gemara. Kashina means assume he met Nazir. In fact, the Gemara assumed he met Nadava. Why are you assuming? Okay, so that's, yeah, so to review this rush quickly, is that the rush starts off worried about the fact that the Gemara is stressing perhaps. He says it can be perhaps Nazir because Sabik Nazir is Lahakul. He says, so why is the Gemara saying perhaps? And if it meant Vadai, it would be okay. It would be worse because then we have a Kasha, maybe he meant Nadav, but the same question would have been. So one of the other ones to say that the Kasha of the Gemara was, you should do both. So the rush, but it can't be, because the Zeris doesn't work by subject. But the answer is, the Gemara didn't mean perhaps. The Gemara meant assume. I, Chashina, doesn't usually mean assume. So the rush brought in three cases in Shas that Chashina means assume. It's amazing, he knew Shas, the rush. He knew Danio, he knew Shas.
No, what's amazing is, a person gives a get to his wife and completely blank.
So that's the Gemara in your Testament Bates in Gittin. You should take a look over there. I think it's your Testament Bates.
No,
you get the address.
That.
Yeah, that's right.
Why don't you get married tomorrow? Underlying 30 days.
90 days.
Another 101. We can't ask him what he meant. Or
question?
Only if it's indicative. Meaning, we can't ask him unless we know for sure he's in the family of the Zeris. You need Ish Kiyasli. You need an expression.
So all these things, when he says this, it's not Yafli. Therefore,
right. Correct.
He can't come later and
correct. I'm gonna have to take some questions off. Yes. Yes, doctor.
Okay? Part of the significantly earlier discussion was predicated on the idea that one utterance can engender two different obligations. Are you aware of any place else in Shas where a single utterance can engender two obligations?
Not that I can think of.
Thank you very much.
That doesn't exist.
I phrased my question very carefully. Okay, I'm not aware of it either, but that means less.
Okay. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos. And enjoy Lag B'Omer. Be inspired by Lag B'Omer. The Heilige Tana L'Kai, Reb Shimon Ben Yochai.